Last week, Donald Trump told a mostly white and enthusiastic audience in Alabama that the mostly black athletes who have not been standing for the flag during the national anthem should be fired. Lena Nozizwe reports that while Trump has said that his strident comments have nothing to do with race, they are causing both sides to dig in their heels.
DW.
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired!
The act of the President of the United States of America calling athletes who took a knee sons of bitches has spawned a host of copycat protests worldwide, on football fields, on basketball courts, on concert stages, and even on Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in Los Angeles, California.
That is the consolidation of fascism, and we are here to say no. We are going to take a knee against white supremacy, and we're going to...
That's the loud voice of Michelle Chai, one of the protest organizers and a leader of the anti-Trump group Refuse Fascism.
You know, there's nothing in the law that says that people have to respect this American flag. And again, people don't feel that this flag represents them the way that they want to be represented, because their lives are literally at stake every time they walk out the door for just the fact of being black or Latino.
She says she's been inspired by the NFL's reaction to Donald Trump's statement.
This past Sunday football, it was really significant that almost all the teams that went out into the field took a stand against this in one way or another. And so this actually needs to continue, because they have a big influence, these NFL players.
Mark Larson is a conservative radio talk show host and television commentator based in Southern California. He says NFL players have influenced his fans another way.
NFL attendance is down. There's boycotts. There's a boycott plan for Sunday. There's a lot of social media saying, let's just turn off the NFL. Let's not go to the games. Let's not watch them. That may have a whole different change agent involved in this discussion as well.
Black pastors, also in Huntsville, Alabama, also called for a boycott of the NFL as a way to support the take-a-knee protests. And that was before Trump's rally in Huntsville, where his audience was supportive of Trump's call to fire anyone protesting the anthem and flag during the game.
You know, some owner's going to do that. He's going to say, that guy that disrespects our flag, he's fired. And that owner, they don't know it. They don't know. They're friends of mine, many of them. They don't know. They'll be the most popular person for a week. They'll be the most popular person in this country, because that's a total disrespect of our heritage. That's a total disrespect of everything that we stand for, okay? Everything that we stand for.
Instead of listening to Trump's suggestion on how to be popular, team owners responded to the president's words in a variety of ways that did not include firing anyone. Instead, teams stayed off the field during the anthem, or some players took a knee next to players and coaches who were standing with their hands over their hearts. And in the case of the Dallas Cowboys, the team as well as the owner took a knee before the anthem was played. Alejandro Villanueva, who is both a veteran and a team member of the Pittsburgh Steelers, was the lone player to come out for the anthem. Before the game, he solemnly stood with his hand over his heart, while his teammates stayed out of view in the tunnel.
I walked out of 1256. I asked one of the security guards, you know, when the national anthem was going to start, and he said 20 seconds. And so I just walked up, you know, and I stopped as soon as I saw the flag, as soon as I had a vantage point.
San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick was also alone last year when he first took a knee during the national anthem before a game. Along with his silent protest came the statement, quote, I am not going to stand up and show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color.
It was a horrible situation.
Conservative media personality Mark Larson questions the timing of when Kaepernick started his protest on the field. Six police officers were killed in separate incidents in Florida and Pennsylvania in August 2016. And a month before, a black gunman shot and killed five police officers in Dallas. The killings were racially motivated.
And yet at that time, Kaepernick decided to get down, take a knee, and it was about the police so-called oppression that was happening, how they were singling people out. There was, if anything, maybe it was a matter of timing. So when people are taking a knee and doing what he did then, is it because they're just saying they don't like Trump and they want to stand up to him and stand up for liberty, which is okay, that's America, or is it a matter of siding with Kaepernick?
Michelle Chaya acknowledges that some of the most recent protests may be more about Donald Trump than about concerns for people of color, but that's okay with her.
They're actually recognizing that this is happening and that they're not sitting back and doing anything. That's the part that's unacceptable, is when people just sit back knowing that it's happening. If you come early or if you come late, you're more than welcome as long as you're doing something.
Chai was arrested 2 years ago for protesting the police shooting death of Walter Scott in South Carolina. Scott is African American. A white former police officer pleaded guilty after a cell phone video contradicted his original police report. A study published by the American Journal of Public Health says that black men are three times as likely to be killed by legal intervention than white men. Mark Larson says there are already laws on the books addressing the wrongdoing of police officers. He does not believe protests help. While on the campaign trail, Trump identified himself as a law and order president. And so far, his comments about the NFL have not included any mention of police dealings with people of color. The reason for the original protest has been overwhelmed by whether players have the right to take a knee and whether the President of the United States has the right to call for them to be fired while questioning their parentage. Lena Nozizwe, DW, Los Angeles.
DW.